Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we're digging into something crucial. Effective AI implementation strategy for businesses. Our sources really stress this point right away. Adopting AI isn't just, you know, plugging in some software. It's a big strategic shift. It changes workflows, budgets, really the whole long-term shape of your organization.
That's exactly right. The main challenge we're seeing out there isn't if companies should use AI. It's how they do it without these projects stalling out or becoming, well, just expensive experiments. Mm-hmm. So our mission today is to give you a solid, structured framework, the kind you need to make sure those investments actually pay off with real, measurable value.
Okay, let's unpack that value piece.
Yeah.
You hear a lot about future gains, but a good strategy can deliver results pretty quickly, right? Where should people look first?
Yeah, instead of just saying efficiency, let's think about speed that impacts the bottom line. AI drives automation, sure, but the real win is enabling a total workflow redesign. That gives you speed, scalability, stuff you just couldn't hit before.
And there's solid data, too. Like in the telecom sector, we saw one provider use machine learning for network provisioning. They cut service activation time by 70%.
70%?
Yeah. That's the kind of immediate ROI that gets attention.
And it directly helps with making smarter decisions, too. AI lets companies process huge amounts of data fast enough to actually act on it. Think manufacturing. Instead of waiting for a machine to break down, they're using predictive analytics. They know days ahead when equipment might fail. That cuts downtime costs massively.
Right. And when you combine those things, the speed, the better decisions you get, optimization across the board, that leads to clear cost savings, like logistics route optimization. Mm. AI models can cut transport costs by, what, up to 20%, even in really complex supply chains.
Exactly. So, okay, if the benefits are that clear, why do we keep hearing about AI projects hitting a wall? Our sources are pretty consistent here. It's almost never the technology itself that's the problem. It's usually a vague goals, maybe mismatched expectations, or just a lack of coordinated planning.
That really highlights the planning phase then. If structure is so important, what's the absolute first step, the one people often miss?
The absolute foundation. Define the business objective first, seriously. The classic mistake is starting with the cool tech and then looking for a problem it might solve. You have to be crystal clear on what success looks like. Is it cutting churn, speeding up insurance claims, improving forecast accuracy? Like that B2B firm example, they didn't just vaguely do AI. They targeted contract analysis. Why? To free up their senior legal team from tedious manual reviews. Very specific.
Got it. So nail down the objective first. Then how do you test that idea without betting the farm?
That's where validation comes in. You absolutely have to start small. Pilot projects. And the goal of a pilot isn't just, does the tech work? It's testing the business fit. Is it usable? Do people trust the output? Does it actually solve the problem in practice? So instead of trying to like optimize the entire global supply chain at once.
Which sounds overwhelming.
Right. Focus on something narrow. Maybe predicting late shipments, but just for one specific product line in one warehouse. Prove it there first.
Okay, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Start small, validate. But now for the reality check, what are the common roadblocks that trip people up, even with a decent plan?
Yeah, the top hurdles usually come down to two things. Data and integration. Data quality and just getting access to it. That's fundamental. But so many companies struggle because their data is, well, a mess. Inconsistent formats, missing values, different teams using different metrics. That leads to flawed models, garbage in, garbage out, you know. And often the really critical data is stuck in different silos across the company. That's less a tech issue and more organizational or political. You need central access, standard definitions. Pro tip here is crucial. Audit your data before you even think about training a model.
Yep.
Seriously.
Before you start. Okay. And that links straight into the other point, integration complexity.
Yeah, exactly. You could build the most mathematically elegant prediction model ever. But if it can't actually feed its insights into your existing systems, your ERP, your CRM, your supply chain platform in real time, then it just becomes another report that sits on a shelf, unused. Integration isn't an afterthought. You need your IT architects, your DevOps teams involved right from the very beginning. Otherwise, you build something brilliant in isolation that nobody can actually use.
So it sounds like it's not just a project then.
Precisely. The companies really succeeding treat AI as a long-term capability they're building. It needs scalable infrastructure underneath it, clear ethical rules, and it has to constantly align with the overall business strategy. It's ongoing.
Which really means when you're planning your next big initiative, the question isn't really if AI can work for your business anymore. It's more about how you're going to design the strategy, the architecture, the governance to make it work reliably, sustainably, and securely for the long haul. That's the challenge, the thing you really need to be thinking about right now.